It's time.
We are not called to be nice.
Sandy Rios, welcome, Sandy. Thanks for being here.
We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
And you still like me, or you don't like me, James?
Are you okay? You all right?
I'm a musician. I can't help it.
Longtime Fox News contributor Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
We have, I think it's 4-1 youth in America wants gay marriage.
Our kids are the product of public schools. No wonder they poll the way they do.
It's time to stand up or we're going to lose everything we have.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something.
This isn't a game. This is real life.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association.
A pro-life radio talk show host.
Some things are worth fighting for.
We gather tonight to herald the most important day in the history of nations, July 4th, 1776. At those words, every American heart should swell with pride, every American family should cheer with delight, and every American patriot should be filled with joy, because each of you lives in the most magnificent country in the history of the world, and it will soon be greater than ever before. Our founders launched not only a revolution in government, but a revolution in the pursuit of justice, equality, liberty, and prosperity. No nation has done more to advance the human condition than the United States of America. And no people have done more to promote human progress than the citizens of our great nation. It was all made possible by the courage of 56 patriots who gathered in Philadelphia 244 years ago and signed the Declaration of Independence. They enshrined a divine truth that changed the world forever when they said, "All men are created equal." These immortal words set in motion the unstoppable march of freedom. Our founders boldly declared that we are all endowed with the same divine rights given us by our Creator in heaven, and that which God has given us, we will allow no one ever to take away, ever.
Good morning, America. Wow, that was a speech. My name is J. Christian Adams. I'm subbing today for Sandy Rios. Sandy is actually was in South Dakota with the president and heard that speech live. Boy, was she a lucky one in Mount Rushmore over the weekend on the 4th of July. It's great to be with all of you this morning. I've been here before. I've guest hosted for Sandy. I'm very appreciative and very thrilled to be here on American Family Radio on this amazing Independence Day weekend wrap-up. And if you ever, you know, thought you would see an Independence Day like this, I got to tell you, I didn't. I didn't think we'd ever have something like we have in this country right now, and we're going to be talking about it throughout the next hour. I will be with you all week. I will have some great guests later in the week, including the great David Horowitz and Hans von Spakovsky from the Heritage Foundation and some other surprises. So thank you very much for listening while I'm here for Sandy. It's always a treat. We'll be taking your calls at 1-888-589-8840. How did you celebrate this Independence Day? What was different about it for you? What was special about it for you? And what was disturbing about it for you? And on that category, I will tell you, you can't turn your head and not find something disturbing. Just over the weekend, for example, they decided to vandalize. Oh, wait, we've heard that, haven't we? Vandalize, you know, fill in the blank. Vandalize a statue of Frederick Douglass in New York City. Frederick Douglass, the great abolitionist. The mob is now turning on him. That's how insane they are. You have people like Colin Kaepernick, former and frankly not seen a football field for a very long time, former 49er, calling the 4th of July, folks, get this, a celebration of white supremacy. Now, what in what you just heard President Donald Trump say at Mount Rushmore was a celebration of white supremacy? In fact, it was a celebration of human dignity, but we'll get to that this hour, because there's nothing on earth like our system of government in this country. You had more killings, of course, this weekend in Americans' urban core, in Atlanta, in Chicago, some of them even children caught up in the crossfire in these places where law and order is breaking down. And of course, there was Joe Biden. And Joe Biden gave a speech talking about the Declaration of Independence where he actually changed things up a little bit, right? He altered the language. You know, the brackets when you're writing, when you leave words out? Well, that was Joe Biden's 4th of July speech. Well, what are some of the things he left out? He left out the Creator. That disappeared. Wasn't part of the Declaration of Independence in the Joe Biden version. Now, why on earth would you do that? There's more. Never thought you'd see an Independence Day like this one, would you? Here's a headline in today's Washington Times. Virginia orders American flag removed from construction site. State officials in Virginia ordered the removal of a large American flag from a construction site ahead of the 4th of July. This is the Associated Press, calling it a potential target for people protesting racial injustice and police brutality. Dina Potter, spokeswoman for the State Department of General Services, said officials asked a contractor to take down the flag from a new office building for state lawmakers under construction in Richmond. Welcome to 2020. And by the way, this is Virginia. Like, shouldn't they be more worried about who's in the governor's mansion? Don't forget, Governor Ralph Northam is the same governor whose picture magically appearing in a Klan outfit or in blackface. Take your pick. We don't know which one was which because Governor Northam won't say whether he was the one wearing the Ku Klux Klan outfit or was appearing in blackface. But by golly, what we have to worry about in Richmond is the American flag. This is Independence Day 2020, an Independence Day like no other in my memory. And I remember 1976. I remember the fireworks celebrating 200 years of this great country. And here we are in 2020 with, like the president said, people want to get rid of this country. And what I want to do is really get into this speech, folks, because if you didn't hear it, if you didn't read it, if you didn't see it, you got to. You got to see it. It is a speech of speeches. It is a crystallization of what we stand for and the blessings of liberty that we enjoy and how it happened. You know, you guys know it doesn't happen by accident, do you? This doesn't happen, this sort of country we have, just because, oh, it kind of does it that way, does it? Because you know the history of the world is one of chaos and bloody barbarism. The history of the world is one of deprivation and intimidation. And this country stands for exactly the opposite. They stand for exactly the opposite, and that's exactly why they want to tear it down. Now, I would suggest if you have time and make time to set your children down, set your grandchildren down in front of the television or the computer, however you do it these days. Apparently, you can hook up computers to televisions. I'm not good at it, but I see it happen. Set them down and play this speech. Because, for example, everything they're not getting in government schools, if your children are going to government schools or your grandchildren, they will get in this speech. In 40 minutes, they will get what doesn't happen in years and years and years of social studies in government schools. They will get a concise understanding of why America is, in fact, the greatest nation that has ever existed. And I want to talk about this speech today in that context, because there's some very, very important and poetic things, and frankly, courageous things that the president said in this political environment we're in today. Because if you're feeling like me, you want someone to stand up for what you believe, what you were taught, what you learned on your own about America, the values you hold about what liberty means. I mean, listen to this from the speech. This is one of the things the president said. 1776 represented the culmination of thousands of years of Western civilization and the triumph of not only spirit, but of wisdom, philosophy, and reason. And yet, as we meet here tonight, there's a growing danger that threatens every blessing our ancestors fought so hard for, struggled for, and bled to secure. Our nation is witnessing a merciless campaign to wipe out our history. And you know what? It's witnessing a campaign not only to wipe it out, but to hate it along the way. That's what they're trying to teach children via social media, that we are bad, that we are racist, that we were founded on racism. Can you believe that? We're going to be taking your calls again at 1-888-589-8840. How was your Independence Day unlike any other? Boy, I can't wait to tell you how mine was. Mine was special, and we'll get to that, and I'll tell you why shortly. But here's one of the things your kids will learn if they listen to President Trump's speech. We were founded so you have the freedom to worship. What do you mean, worship? This country was founded so you could go to the church you want to go to. Have you ever visited St. Mary's, Maryland? St. Mary's, Maryland was the first colony set up by Lord Baltimore's grantees, where they would go because they had the freedom to worship. The Quakers in Pennsylvania, the Huguenots in Charleston, South Carolina, the Puritans in New England. They came to this country so they wouldn't be killed because they went to church. That's how bad it was. They wouldn't be killed and beheaded if they went to church. That's a fact. I don't know if it's being taught in government schools, but that's reality. My name is J. Christian Adams. It's great to be here today. We're talking about Independence Day. How was it different for you? I can't wait to tell you about mine. Oh, wait, maybe I better not, because I might be canceled. I might not be allowed to do what I did, at least not yet. The freedom to speak, after all, is even under attack in this country. To speak. If you say the wrong thing, you're out. Never mind, Nike pays Colin Kaepernick to say horrible things. To say that the 4th of July is a celebration of white supremacy. By the way, that's crazy. Let's call it what it is. It's not just marginal debatable. It's nuts. And the president and the American people need to stand up and have the courage to confront those who would destroy this country. My name is J. Christian Adams. I'm in for Sandy Rios. Want to hear from you at 1-888-589-8840. We're talking about a momentous Independence Day weekend. A gigantic speech before giants at Mount Rushmore, Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, Roosevelt. We want to hear from you. Want to know what you think.
percent of the time, an abortion-minded mother who views an ultrasound or sonogram of her baby will choose life. Here's the story of Candace.
The sonogram sealed the deal for me. My baby was like this tiny little spectrum of hope. And I saw his heart beating on the screen. And knowing that there's life growing inside, I mean, that sonogram changed my life. I went from just Candace to mom. Thank you to everybody that has given these gifts. You guys are giving more than money. You guys are giving love.
There are currently preborn centers which do not have an ultrasound machine. Would you sponsor a machine today? Dial pound 250 and say keyword baby. That's pound 250 and say baby. Or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com. Your love can save a life.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our healthcare. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-44-BIBLE. That's 833-44-BIBLE. 833-44-BIBLE.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
These challenging times have shown a college degree is more important than ever. But if the loss of Virginia's tuition assistance grant for certain new online students is holding you back, Liberty University is here to help. We're stepping in to replace your lost VTAG funds with our LU Tag Award and combining it with a $3,600 undergraduate transfer student scholarship or our already low first responder and military discounts to save you up to 60% on your degree. We've got this, Virginia. Learn more by texting LU Tag to 49595. That's LU Tag to 49595.
The National Women's Soccer League opened the Challenge Cup tournament by disrespecting the national anthem and the American flag. Players for the Portland Thorns and the North Carolina Courage disgraced themselves, their families, and the sport of soccer by dropping to a knee during a performance of the national anthem. Both teams released a statement saying they intended to protest racial injustice, police brutality, and systemic racism against black people. They said they love their country, which is why they were disrespecting their country. Every player took a knee. They wore T-shirts representing Black Lives Matter. Now, look, that is their right, but that doesn't make it right. Meanwhile, LeBron James says the NFL owes Colin Kaepernick an apology, and there are concerns Black Lives Matter could spur widespread protest during upcoming football games. Should that happen, fans may stage protests of their own by staying home. I'm Todd Starnes.
Don't forget to connect with Sandy Rios in the morning on Facebook or email Sandy at sandy@afr.net. That's sandy@afr.net. Sandy Rios in the morning on American Family Radio.
Good morning. It's Jay Christian Adams in for Sandy Rios. I'll be with you all week. It's great to be here. So love guest hosting for Sandy. Thank you very much, Sandy. Sandy was with the president in Rapid City in Mount Rushmore, so that's why you got me today. And what an Independence Day weekend. We're talking about the president's gigantic speech. Gigantic. And we're going to talk more about why. As I said in the last segment, sit your children down to watch it. They'll get more out of this speech than they'll get out of 8 years of government social studies in school. Okay? He covers it all. He covers it all. And what did you do on your Independence Day weekend? Why was it different? I'm going to tell you where I went, but I'm afraid you'll never hear from me again when I do. I'm going to be canceled out because I did something you shouldn't do. We'll get to that in this hour of the show. So let's go to the callers. You got some quick ideas about what was different about this Independence Day. If you'd like to join in, it's 1-888-589-8840 on American Family Radio. Jim is in Mississippi. Jim, what do you have to say? Jim is apparently... Hey, Jim, are you there?
Yes. I can hear you now.
Go ahead.
Okay, first I wanted to thank you. You do a fabulous fill-in for Sandy. I listen to the program religiously. I think you're the guy
thank
that
you.
Has come on before and talked about voter fraud. Is that right?
Yep, I've had Hans von Spakovsky on.
Yeah, well, you guys do an invaluable service to help us to understand how much voter irregularities and cheating that's going on, which kind of gets to my point about the first sentence of the Declaration of Independence. It talks about when two political factions get so far separated from each other, it becomes impelling for one side to declare a separation. And I think the left, on a long train of abuses, is forcing us into that corner.
Well, they may be, but I will tell you that the Declaration also says that when you're going to do that, you better have good reasons and you say why. And I'm still hoping that there's a way through this. And I think common values, remember, very few people agree with these crackpots. It's mostly corporate America, elite institutions, professors, government school teachers, and all of the nonprofit-funded organizations. That's who's doing this. It's like 15 to 20% of the American people in urban centers. So I'm not there yet. I get what you're saying, Steve, but I'm not quite there. But I'll tell you what, the president talked about what makes this country what it is. If we could do cut two, if we could roll that, please.
Make no mistake. This left-wing cultural revolution is designed to overthrow the American Revolution. In so doing, they would destroy the very civilization that rescued billions from poverty, disease, violence, and hunger, and that lifted humanity to new heights of achievement, discovery, and progress. To make this possible, they are determined to tear down every statue, symbol, and memory of our national heritage.
That's what they're doing. They're trying to take down all the symbols to say why we are good, right? Why we have achieved great things. That's one of the steps toward their utopian imposition of progressive politics. And I've said it before in the show, never lose sight of that. They think that utopia is just around the corner. They think that they can create a perfect place here on Earth. And the only thing standing in their way is you and your beliefs. I'm telling you, folks, that drives 90% of this. When you understand that basic principle that they think they can create utopia on Earth and you stand in their way and your values stand in their way, everything else falls into place in understanding what's going on in this country. That's it. That's the whole ball game. So what do? They tear down statues. They want to get rid of the American Revolution. That is the essence of it. That's why this weekend was so profound. That's why the president's speech was so important. Because the American Revolution stands for principles that they oppose. The Constitution stands for limited government, and they oppose that. They want big government. You can't have utopia without big government. Remember, it all boils down to their quest for utopia. So, I thought we'd mention something else. You know, before the American Revolution, governments used to be able to send their troops, their soldiers, to live in your house, right? They quartered soldiers in your house. The king could put his troops in your house to take your food, to sleep in your bed. That's what Colin Kaepernick calls a celebration of white supremacy when we had a revolution to end that. That's how insane they are. And that's why we have a Third Amendment. You don't hear much about that, do you? That's why we have a Third Amendment to the Constitution. Because they aren't allowed to put soldiers in your house. We have a Fourth Amendment because the king, the government, is not allowed to just kick your door in at night and rifle through your papers. We have a Fifth Amendment because you have a right to trial by jury and due process of law in the Sixth Amendment. We have an Eighth Amendment, so you aren't boiled in oil. Or they don't do trial by throwing you in the river to see if you sink, because you're a witch. Okay, this is the world, Colin Kaepernick, before the American Revolution, where priests and ministers are beheaded and jailed. This is the world you want to return to? It's a world of barbarism. And that's what the 4th of July celebrates, is the end of the age of barbarism. When we recognize the dignity of every individual. And I'm sorry if I get sound upset about this, but up until recently, this was pretty much understood by everybody. And certainly nobody of any cultural credibility was out there talking about how bad America was and how horrible the 4th of July is. I remember fantastic movies like Born on the 4th of July when we celebrated these things. We didn't condemn them. And I got to tell you, I think that's going to be their downfall, because those mystic chords of memory, to borrow from Lincoln, still live in our hearts. Those values that we hold still live in our nation. So how is this Independence Day different? We're going to Pete. He's in Georgia. What did you do, Pete?
Hey, Christian, great job filling for Sandy and getting to the first phone call. I had a great Fourth of July, which is a Thanksgiving itself. My friend Debbie invited me out on the Trump Armada. I live in Savannah, Georgia, running on the river. We have a group of boats that go up the river flying American flags and Trump flags. I was on the lead boat, and we had about 20 boats behind us. It was just beautiful. It was just amazing. And let me say one thing quickly, too. I've memorized the entire Declaration of Independence.
Oh, wow.
And I've recited it. Yeah, thank you. And that little joke, is I can remember that, but I can't remember what I did this morning. But anyway, I've done this now almost 1,700 times since 2011.
Wow.
I'll contact you and talk to you about it. I do a public presentation about it. And, many of the grievances in the Declaration line up with our Bill of Rights. There's six signers that signed both documents. And, the mindset of our founding fathers, this is a gift from God, no doubt about it. And these people are anti-Christian, and the school system is the problem. That's
right. Thank you, Pete. I appreciate that call, and thank you so much for doing what would take me years to do, and that's memorize the entire Declaration of Independence. You know, there's some beautiful poetry in there, some real serious poetry by Jefferson and his committee on drafting that put that together. Okay, I'm going to tell you what I did for the 4th of July. Get your tape ready, Media Matters. Get your tape ready, TPM Muckraker, so you can keep trying to cancel J. Christian Adams out. You haven't had any luck doing it for the last decade. Still here, but get it ready. Here's some new stuff for you. So I went to the grave of one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, a former president of the United States, kind of, by the name of Richard Henry Lee. Richard Henry Lee of Virginia was one of the signers. He was the man who made motion to leave England, to become the United States. He was the guy who actually made the motion to do it, to do the Declaration of Independence in the Continental Congress, of which he was the president in 1775, for example, thus making him, if you will, one of the presidents of the United States. So Richard Henry Lee was buried in the northern neck of Virginia in a place called Burnt House Field. If you are within 200 miles of this place, go see it now. It is an amazing sight. It is unheralded and peaceful and contemplative. But Richard Henry Lee, of course, we all know why we don't hear much about the Lees of Virginia. And we can talk more about that. But you know what? We don't think perfection is here on Earth all the time. We aren't the utopias. We realize people evolve and recognize human dignity. And without a 4th of July, it would have never gotten to where we are today. So there I was, Christian Adams. J. Christian Adams went on the 4th of July to Richard Henry Lee's grave. There you go, Media Matters. That's how it goes. But the president, if we can get cut three ready, the president talked about cancel culture. And the president talked about trying to silence those who love America, if we can roll three.
The radical ideology attacking our country advances under the banner of social justice. But in truth, it would demolish both justice and society. It would transform justice into an instrument of division and vengeance. And it would turn our free and inclusive society into a place of repression, domination, and exclusion. They want to silence us, but we will not be silenced.
Pay attention, folks. That is what they're after, is silencing people they disagree with. I've said it before in this show, guesting for Sandy. I'll say it again. Great line in Gulag Archipelago. Solzhenitsyn's in the gulag. A young guy comes in and he goes, if I could only talk to somebody and explain, I didn't do what they're accusing me of. And Solzhenitsyn said, they don't care what you have to say. They just want to destroy you. They want to evaporate you because you disagree with their march to utopia. We're back to that principle again. And so they want to destroy the people who created this country, their memories. George Washington. Can you believe that? George Washington now is on their list? George Washington, a man who in his lifetime willed this nation virtually into existence, sacrificed years of his life so you and I could be sitting here with freedom. But I want to tell you a little more about what they're all about. It is the history of these people going back to 1917, and many of you will recognize that date for what it is, to always incorporate the thugs into their... Oh, wait, I wasn't supposed to say that, was I? Maybe we should define thugs. So it's clear that I'm not talking about anything racial. Thugs meaning people who are violent and will break the law. It has always been their history to incorporate thugs into their law enforcement apparatus. They did it in Poland with a group called the ZOMO. They did it in Mexico to burn down churches after the left-wing revolution there in the 1915-20 range. So the thugs are always standing by to put on badges with this crowd. And that's exactly what they're planning to do when they talk about defunding the police. What are they going to replace it with, you ask? I've asked that question too, and I've looked into it. What they want to have is an alternative police force that incorporates the thugs, the people who will break the law, and the people who will unleash their version of utopia onto you. Did you see the couple outside of their home in Missouri? The mob breaks down the gate to the private road. Mob breaks down the gate, starts swarming into the neighborhood, the private neighborhood. The couple stand outside with firearms, Second Amendment. Thank you very much, founders. What do you think would happen if they hadn't been out there with their firearms, exercising their Second Amendment rights? Any guesses? I'm J. Christian Adams. You can call 1-888-589-8840. I'm on for Sandy Rios on American Family Radio. What would have happened if that couple had not exercised their Second Amendment rights in Missouri? But of course, now they're the problem. Because utopias don't like him very much. We'll be back right after this.
Proverbs 14:14. The backslider in heart will be filled with his own ways, but a good man will be satisfied from above. Being filled up with our own ways and ourself and our agenda and we can make a mess of life, and that's not a lot to walk away with positively. Be satisfied with the Lord and set your priorities on the things above.
Exploring the Word, weekday afternoons at 3 Central on American Family Radio.
Why engaging our kids is so important. Mm. Why it's so important that we don't make them feel like they are a burden, like we just can't wait until they're out of the way. Like, the proven fact is that if we disregard our children as they are growing, we are really risking their adherence to the faith as adults.
Airing the Addisons, weekday afternoons at 2 Central on American Family Radio.
Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Romans 12:2. My name is Abraham Hamilton III, and this is the Hamilton Minute. Paul's epistle to the Romans was written to believers. This verse highlights the fact that it's possible for Christians to be conformed to the world's ways. The word conform there means to be squeezed into the mold of another. Rather than being squeezed into the world's mold, the Lord requires us to be transformed by having our minds renewed by God's word. Everything about us must be held up to the light of Scripture, and wherever there's any discrepancy, we must be transformed.
Listen each weekday from 5 to 6 p.m. Central for the Hamilton Corner with Abraham Hamilton III, public policy analyst for the American Family Association.
Brian Fisher here with the Life and Liberty Minute. The Supreme Court struck down a Montana law that prevented taxpayer funding for religious schools. This is great news for parents in Christian schools. Education dollars should follow the child to the school of the parent's choice. However, it's bad news for the Constitution. The Constitution does not give the federal government any authority at all to meddle with the internal religious affairs of the individual states. As Clarence Thomas pointed out, only Congress, and by extension the federal government, is bound by the First Amendment. Religious affairs under the Constitution are to be entirely within the province of the states. Montana is allowed to do anything it wishes with regard to the regulation of religion. Judicial activism went our way this time, but what if it goes the other way the next time?
Catch Brian Fisher on Focal Point, weekday afternoons at 105 Central on American Family Radio.
This is Frank Gaffney with the Secure Freedom Minute. President Trump marked the July 4th weekend with a pair of speeches that tackle directly and courageously the Marxist revolution that has rocked the nation in recent weeks. From Mount Rushmore and then the White House, he spoke to and for those of us horrified by the radical left's intensifying assault on our history, our society, and our country. In the process, Mr. Trump put into sharp focus the choice looming this fall. Will voters repudiate the anarchic violence and destruction that is clearly aimed not just at toppling statues, but at taking down our constitutional republic? Will those who appease, if not actively support the perpetrators, prevail? Or will we instead reject such behavior and those associated with it? Will we repudiate race baiting and fundamentally anti-American identity politics and stand up for the freedoms we hold dear? What say you? This is Frank Gaffney.
Sandy Rios in the Morning on American Family Radio.
This has been a great honor for the First Lady and myself to be with you. I love your state. I love this country. I'd like to wish everybody a very happy 4th of July. To all, God bless you. God bless your families. God bless our great military. And God bless America. Thank you very much.
That was President Trump over the weekend, 4th of July weekend. An incredibly important speech for you to listen to read, to show your kids and grandkids. Good morning. I'm J. Christian Adams. I'm subbing for Sandy Rios this week. It's great to be here with you today on this incredibly important time in our nation's history. You know, it kind of makes the 90s look kind of boring, doesn't it? Well, you know, nothing was going on in the 90s the Spice Girls couldn't fix. But now we've got something very different happening. And our symbols of this country, as the president spoke about on Mount Rushmore, are under attack. Not only are our symbols under attack, our country is under attack. If we can get Cut 4 ready, there's an President Trump understands what's happening. I sure hope you guys do too. And you're not sort of just hanging back, looking at this through the lens of a passive observer. Because, folks, it's coming to you. It's coming to your neighborhood. They're not leaving any stone unturned. They're coming to rural America. They're already in urban America. If we could roll Cut 4, please.
Those who seek to erase our heritage want Americans to forget our pride and our great dignity so that we can no longer understand ourselves or America's destiny. In toppling the heroes of 1776, they seek to dissolve the bonds of love and loyalty that we feel for our country and that we feel for each other. Their goal is not a better America. Their goal is to end America.
The bonds of love. Some amazing imagery. You know, there's some real poetry in that speech, folks. It pays to watch it and to read it because some real, real beautiful images come out of it. President of Mount Rushmore over the weekend celebrating America. Just an astonishing event that really defined where we are in this country at this time. You know, there's some poetry in the Declaration of Independence where these individuals, these 56 heroes of July 4th, pledge their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. Their very life, all of their property, and most importantly, their place in history, their honor. And they believed that they were acting honorably on behalf of humanity, on behalf of the thousands of years of victims of barbarism who died in horrific ways since the dawn of time. And they felt they had a debt to the future. And I want to talk about the future and what they thought. They were doing this for you. They were putting their necks on the line so you could go to church on Sunday, so you could speak your mind, so you didn't hear the door in the middle of the night kicked in. They were doing it for you. Just like the men who landed on the beaches in Guam and Normandy and were cut to pieces over the skies of Europe in the 8th Army Air Corps, they were doing it for you on this day in 2020. They were passing on the legacy of liberty to you. You know, there's an image that I heard at the State of the Union a couple years ago that really resonates to this day. Remember, President Trump had a concentration camp survivor from the Wilbelin concentration camp in the audience from World War II. And they had been languishing in this hell on earth. Remember, the utopists always want to make paradise on earth, but we all know where it ends up. It ends up in places like Wobelin. And this man was in Wobelin, suffering in a Nazi concentration camp in May of 1945. And he looks up in the sky, and what does he see? Are they angels? No. They were paratroopers from the 82nd Airborne falling with their parachutes into the concentration camp to liberate them. They were doing it for you and your children. So you didn't have concentration camps in America. So you didn't have the nighttime visits of the NKVD from Soviet Russia kicking in your door. All of these people who sacrificed were doing it for you on this day in 2020 so you would carry on the legacy of what America is. So you would stand in the breach when threatened by domestic enemies. I want to take a call from Jeannie in Miami. Jeannie is a first-generation American. Is that right, Jeannie?
Yes. first-generation American, and I just want to tell everybody who's listening that this is not a joke, that these people are not kidding around. My family's company was taken, their land was taken, their house was taken. I don't have as much as a teaspoon of my grandmother's. My father's life was threatened. And my mom sent around a little meme this weekend that said, born in Cuba, but American by the grace of God. This holiday is the hugest holiday in my family because I personally would not be alive if it wasn't for America. And I just...
Well, thank you, Jeannie. Sorry about that. I cut you off a little early. Look, folks, do not underestimate what she said. Remember, we all go back to the Adams axiom of what explains everything. They think they're creating a utopia on Earth. What stands in the way is you and your values. If you understand the Adams axiom, everything else falls into place. And they will stop at nothing because the utopias never do. They put bullets in heads like happened in Cuba, where the great millennial hero Che Guevara would execute anybody who disagreed with him. And yet you can walk around in all the hipster centers in urban America and see people with a t-shirt on of a bloody murderer, right? Same thing happens in Venezuela. We can go around the world. We can do the world tour of totalitarian utopias, Pol Pot in Cambodia, Stalin, Hitler. Keep going. The world is filled with it. And that's what the founders understood. The human nature wants to go in that direction. And you have to set up a country based on values and laws and documents that stop it. And that's what the 4th of July is a celebration of. Oh, but not if you listen to Colin Kaepernick. Not if you listen to the mob taking over parts of Seattle. Not if you listen to all the 23-year-old college single women who cry on camera and get down on their knees, literally, this is real, some of you have seen it, to confess their racial sins. Okay, it's madness. It's a cultural revolution of the sort that existed in China. Steve in Arkansas, how are you doing today? What do you know about General Washington?
Well, now, General Washington, his commanding general from New Hampshire, was black. Now, I didn't have time to look up what his name was, but history will confirm it, and I know that for a fact. Question being, then, what does Colin Kaepernick mean when he talks about white supremacy? There's an old Eastern proverb that says, when a little man casts a big shadow, the sun is always setting. Colin Kaepernick is probably 100 pounds bigger than me, much taller, and everything like that, but he's casting a small shadow where the facts are concerned.
There you go. This morning laughter there, real good stuff. I can't explain Colin Kaepernick, okay? There might be some kind of little psychosis going on there in the sense of he sees the world through a racial lens. And by the way, I think that's psychosis. Right. If you judge people by their skin color and ascribe their innate characteristics based on skin color, that is a sin. Racism is a sin. So, you know, but of course, in a value free world, what difference does it make? If nothing's holding you back, then I guess we just turn the tables, and Kaepernick says it's about white supremacy. That's madness. That's madness, and it should not be given any credible place. Janet, you want me to use the terms Marxism and communism. That's fine. I do it all the time. What do you have to say about what's happening to the country, Janet, in Illinois?
Yes. I would like the word communism and Marxism to be used more frequently. Utopianism is a nicety. That's part of the part of communism is to create utopia on Earth, but communism is a word that people understand, and it has a lot more weight, and well, so we can use it. I would like that word used because that's what it is.
But they aren't all communists. Some of them are actually fascists. So utopians include communist, fascist, freaks, of some different type stripe. So I just use the word utopian to explain why it is they do what they do. Communism, of course, is a manifestation of utopianism where they actually get control of the government. You can't really be a communist unless you control, right? Like, you can sign and be a would-be communist. A Marxist, you can be a Marxist outside of government because Marxism is cultural. Marxism is telling people to shut up. Marxism is knocking over a Christopher Columbus statue. Like, when you're out of power, you can be a Marxist. But it's harder to be a communist out of power. Look, we can quibble about these terms. It's one, six of one half, another of the other. The point is, they hate America. The point is, they want to destroy America, like the president said. The point is that they despise what you believe in. And frankly, folks, they're not very persuadable. They're not very hip to be lectured to. Okay? So I think you can give up. On that score quite a bit, that you're not going to persuade them. Look, this all started for a variety of reasons, but the real event that triggered this was the horrible murder of somebody in police custody. We have a system of laws to deal with that, to punish, to deter. What these people have decided to do is to burn down a civilization, to use that as an excuse to burn down and destroy the greatest nation that ever existed. And when I say nation, I'm not just talking about those aircraft carriers the President Trump talked about in his fantastic Mount Rushmore speech, which, again, you must all watch and listen to. Sit your grandchildren down and your kids to watch it. What they want to destroy is what this nation stands for, which is liberty, which is freedom, which is the ability to speak about things you believe in, the ability to go to church on Sunday, the ability to own firearms, the ability, and by the way, if you catch on, I'm going through the Bill of Rights, the ability to not have soldiers in your house, the ability to have a jury trial, to confront your accusers. All of these things didn't exist in 1600s. They were radical new ideas that treated every individual as made in the image of God. I'm J. Christian Adams. I'm so happy to be here with you this week. For those of you who know me, I've been here before. I'm the president of the Public Interest Legal Foundation. We're the most active group fighting voter fraud and fighting for election integrity in the nation. Check it out at publicinterestlegal.org. I'll be back again tomorrow for Sandy Rios. Sandy, you are a lucky one to have been with the president at Mount Rushmore, what I think is one of the most historic speeches, maybe the last 30 years. No doubt about it. I'll be back again tomorrow with you. Same time, same channel, same internet application. My name is J. Christian Adams on American Family Radio. Talk to you tomorrow.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.